Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go.
These patterns are really intense, you guys. It may not feel like that, but they are. And I'm considering doing a trauma series just because it's so rife in the field. And I know it's so intimately from various different layers that I am considering doing that. But definitely, if not another one of these, I'm making a 2 or 3 part series. Yes, the trauma series will work so intently on the body and healing it, because part of the activation is essentially moving through different physical ligaments of the body, from what I'm seeing, in addition to doing some DNA illuminations. Best way I can describe it, like continue to strengthen and having the DNA connect even more and more to unity so it knows what it is. So everything you do at quantum level has to be upgraded in this reality. It has to ripple through present time, right? And then it affects you kind of days later, maybe a month later. Some people will do a lot of frequency work and that, and they need to take a break for a while and then come back in. But eventually that those gaps of integration and work gets a lot narrower. So that's something to keep in mind as well. So reference points. Reference points basically are how you are. It's your point of view about who you think you are from a very specific perspective. When I say reference, you're referencing yourself in a specific point of time. And for example, if you experience trauma and let's say you're on the second floor of a building, that is where your level of awareness will be at. Your consciousness will kind of get stuck there depending on how severe it was. And as you continue to clear out patterns, you, let's say, start to see yourself from like a 5th floor perspective or a 7th or a 6th. And so your reference and what you have access to in terms of perspective and information is vastly different than what it would be if you have a top floor view versus a ground floor view. So by referencing, meaning you will identify, you will be creating your own rendering from trauma or from an identity that isn't you. So I'm adopted. I'm a mother. I had trauma. I had all of this. Yes, I can explain that that is a version of me that experienced that, but it's not how I identify. It's not how I'm referencing myself. That makes sense. So a reference point is essentially how you render yourself in space-time. And yes, you can listen to this again and again and rework on different patterns with different things, because the architecture is there. The intelligence of that information is there. And then you're utilizing the momentum of those frequencies to dislodge and navigate other patterns within the body space, which is a very efficient way to use these meditations. So if you feel like you're getting ping-ponged, kind of shot between versions of yourself where you want to, or where you're really, really edgy and very activated one day and the next day you feel absolutely spectacular, that's 100% normal. We are a dualistic, polarized experience. This is how we've been navigating our reality. And while you learn the mechanics of space-time and understand where you're referencing yourself in the present moment, you're going to have these huge, you're clearing a lot. There's going to be huge shifts. So to stay like steady eddy in dead center all the time is just not realistic, especially with the level of work that this is. So, I mean, I've had plenty of days where I have just been on edge because whatever's coming up and out needs to come out. Again, it's all about frequency and then kind of modulating the pattern of the frequency and then the level of intensity. So if you find yourself yo-yoing much less, then you're starting to really get a handle on how to render yourself in space-time in zero point more often, meaning you're clearing and then you're re-rendering yourself really fast. So expansion, contraction at the same time, and the frequency and then the intensity of those frequencies are getting, let's say, longer or shorter. That's something you can keep an eye on, and that's how you know you're making progress. I will be opening up more bangers, those little jammer sessions. if you guys like those. I will be opening up more, trying to, I just have travel and stuff coming up and some things that I have plans, private events and stuff. So I'm trying to make myself available in between those. And then the Awakening series for May will be all about time. So it's going to be fantastic. Surrendering to time, trusting time, navigating it, learning how to make it more efficient. It's definitely higher frequencies. So listen to these sessions, anything you can get a hold of. You can, like I said, always use these frequencies to you for your advantage because they're pure source, they're high level frequencies, and utilize them. Like I'm going to use this meditation or this 0 point meditation that Tali gives me to work specifically on doubt. That's what they're there for. And so the fact that you guys are starting to get that, you're like, oh, okay, I can actually utilize this over and over and over again for different, like different parts of trauma, psychological trauma, physical trauma. Yes, you can. It's a fantastic, fantastic tool for that. Let's say money, right? Self-sabotage patterns. Or if you feel like you hit a glass ceiling, re-listen to the Money Awakening series and work specifically on materialization from a source that doesn't abandon self, this kind of thing. So salt bath. Great way to take care of yourself. Listen to your body in terms of what you feel you need. Some of you may juice for the next 4 days. Some of you might prioritize protein for the next 72 hours, but really rest and honor the body. Again, I think some people thought I would work a lot on the nervous system with this session, and we did in a different way, upgrading and continuing to navigate or really regulate and just work a lot on just paying attention to the nervous system with how you respond to things. So the nervous system is what's working on rendering you here in present time. And if you don't know if you're learning the mechanics of space-time with how to render yourself, then the nervous system is what's navigating that. And we were taught early on and we recorded early on that it's not safe to be in our bodies. So we are in a constant state of vigilance, fight, flight, fawn, passive, right? Which leads to all these patterns around people-pleasing, abandoning self, martyrism, et cetera, and just generally being afraid to set a boundary. Nervous system, ashwagandha, magnesium, lemon balm, these things work really well for the nervous system with help to regulate silica, and then salt baths and nature and rest. So again, it's about honoring the body, thinking the body as you clear out these different, let's say, storage units. When you hold extra body weight, and you've had trauma, the energy of that trauma literally starts to find a genetic match and then go to the place where you will, let's say, carry weight genetically, like if it's a belly or hips, and it will literally just start stacking there. It'll just kind of start finding energetically holding it there. Body weight, the cyclical pattern of body weight and body loss, weight gain, weight loss has to do with love and self-love, perfectionism, things like that, but generally not feeling safe in a body. So if you're holding other people's trauma or trauma, let's say from a birth or trauma from whatever has happened to you personally, it will hold specifically in the body where there's a vibrational match or where there's just vibrational match and a genetic match that has been in the family line. So if you, let's say, had multiple births, but you only birthed a specific type of sex, which has happened, like you can't carry boys, and there's a family line of that, of not carrying children to term, then let's say you will have a propensity to carry weight in that area of the body, which is a little fascinating, but yeah. You are so welcome. Grateful, y'all. Take good care of yourselves. And question everything, take care of yourself and others, and I will see you all when I see you next. Beautiful. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.